Within the pages of the Bible are the answer to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people in their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call, tape number 747, The Death of Jesus, found in Matthew chapter 27.
Wicked rulers could not find anything wrong with Jesus, but they wanted to kill Him because they hated Him. They said He did wrong because He said He was the Son of God. They paid men to say things about Him that were not true. The governor, whose name was Pilate, could not find anything wrong with Jesus. He knew that the people wanted to kill Him just because they did not like Him. He did not want to have Him killed. While He was sitting in His seat listening to the people tell wicked things about Jesus, someone came to Him and said, "Your wife said for you not to have anything to do with this good man." She had dreamed about Jesus that day, and she knew He was a good man. She did not want Pilate to send Him to be killed. That made Pilate more afraid. He did not want to kill Jesus, but he wanted to please the people. The people wanted Him killed, so he did not know what to do. Each year at the feast, the governor brought out one man out of prison and let him be free. The people always told him whom they wanted. Pilate picked out one of the most wicked men in the prison and asked if the people wanted the wicked man, whose name was Barabbas, or if they wanted Jesus to be free. He thought they would say Jesus because Barabbas was so wicked, but they cried out, "Barabbas!" He then said, "What shall I do with Jesus?" They all said, "Let Him be crucified." They meant kill Him. When they crucified a person, they nailed his hands and feet to a cross and left him hanging there until he died. Pilate was sorry, but he wanted to please the people. So he took a pan of water and washed his hands. He said, "You can take him and do as you please. I will not have anything to do with it." Pilate was just as guilty as anyone else. The soldiers took Jesus, beat him, spit on him, and treated him very badly. They carried him outside the city and nailed him to the cross. They left him there to die. They wrote on a board and put over his head, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Thorns were platted and put around the head of Jesus. Two other men were killed at the same time. They were thieves. They had been very wicked men. The soldiers put one thief on one side of Jesus and the other on the other side. The people who stood by the cross where Jesus was said very wicked things of Him. They said, "If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." They said He had made sick people well, so He should be able to come down from the cross. They did not know that He was dying to take away the sins of all the people. He was pleasing God. While on the cross, Jesus said He was thirsty. They offered Him some vinegar to drink, but He refused it. Jesus also prayed. He asked God to forgive the people who were killing Him. Jesus loved them. It was about the middle of the day when Jesus was put on the cross. After a little while, it became dark, just like night, and stayed dark for 3 hours. One of the soldiers said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." And after a few hours, Jesus died. A good man, whose name was Joseph, came and asked Pilate if he could take Jesus' body down from the cross and bury it. Pilate told him he could. He and some others who loved Jesus went and took him down and buried him. The place where they buried him was a cave cut out of the rocks. They rolled a big stone over the door when they buried him. Jesus' mother and some other women and the disciples saw where they buried him. They were very sad and cried because Jesus was dead.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.